Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm not Joe.
And I'm speechless.
You're speechless?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because Joe's not here.
Yeah, that too.
And why are you speechless?
It's a hint.
Oh, it's a hint. Is that the clue?
Yeah, that's one of the clues.
Airplanes.
No.
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 Laryngitis.
No.
No.
You're close, though.
Duct tape.
No.
No? I thought duct tape was good for anything.
No, not this, no.
Okay, maybe I should have looked over the script ahead of time.
No, it's good that you didn't, actually. that way you'll stay in the studio. Oh, my goodness. Well,
I'm not a good guesser.
No.
But as you know, I am good at charades.
Yes, you are, and they really go over well on the radio.
That and, let's see, yeah, charades is probably one of the best.
Yeah. Hey, there's some national holidays this week.
There are national holidays this week.
From holidayinsights.com for the week of October 16th through 22nd. October 16th is Boss's Day. That's a day to honor your supervisor. Do producers, are you a boss?
No, I'm not a boss.
Oh, okay.
No.
Mid-level management day?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. Okay. October 16th is also Dictionary Day in honor of Noah Webster, who is considered the father of the American Dictionary. The objective of
was
this day.
Was he American?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay.
We're related to him, Dave.
We are.
We are.
We are?
Yes.
Well, cousin, tell me how we're related to him.
I'd have to look at the chart, but he's like a great, 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 great uncle twice removed with a step in there someplace. Yes, we are.
They're always removing me.
I know. If only they would have removed you just a little sooner, we wouldn't have been related. Anyway.
October 18th is No Beard Day. See, I am in style. Maybe that's why Joe isn't here.
That's why Joe isn't here.
And October 21st is Babbling Day.
Really?
Blatherskikes marks this day on your calendar, for today is Babbling Day.
Babble.
Yeah,
babble,
this
babble.
Isn't a day to remain silent. Ah, was that the silent part? You said you were speechless?
There you go. There's part of it.
Okay.
You get closer.
To everyone, you know, on this special day. That's where all the chatter is. What's all the chat about the special day? Well, on Babbling Day, we celebrate those of us with a glib tongue.
My tongue was glib, and then...
Mine's red.
And then I got the Novocaine wore off from the doctor.
Mine's red because I had a cherry cough drop earlier. Ooh. You know them, when you hear them, they're talking gibberish. They never stop. Oh, I think those are techies. They are. You know, they babble on, and they talk. They turn a simple sentence into an endless dissertation, or like a lawyer says, never say in 5 words what you can say in 20.
I don't know anyone like that, Dave. Do you know anyone like that, Dave? Dave, do we know anybody?
Not since I looked in the mirror to shave this morning.
Okay.
And that's the only time I look in the mirror. It's a scary thing.
Okay.
Spend the day babbling like a baby if you must. As for me, I'll spend it by a babbling brook. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, in case you didn't know, a blatherskite is a person who babbles.
Yes, we're informative as well as humorous.
Yes, we are.
Isn't that great? A blatherskite.
And I think I've found out that I am a blatherskite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's why you picked me for this show.
Yeah, that and Joe told me at the last minute he wouldn't be here. Birthdays for this week from holidayinsights.com.
I feel so needed.
I know. 1758, October 16th, Noah Webster, our relative, compiled the first American dictionary. And did you know that it took him 27 years to finish the dictionary? He started at age 43.
And by the time he got done, there were more words, I'm sure.
I know, and they keep adding to it. In addition to traditional English vocabulary, it contained uniquely American words. So your challenge is to learn some new words today, like blatherskite.
Is that uniquely American? That sounds more Irish.
I don't know. Blatherskite?
Or Scottish. It could be Scottish.
Blatherskite. There you go.
It could be Scottish there.
Yes.
Yes, it could be.
October 16th was the birthday of Oscar Wilde, poet and playwright. October 16th is
the picture of Dorian Gray.
Yes. That one. October 16th, 1925, Angela Lansbury, actress from Murder, She Wrote.
Mm-hmm.
October 19th, 1922, Jack Anderson, columnist and journalist.
Okay.
And October 20th, Art Buchwald.
Art Buchwald.
Humorist.
Oh, he had...
he was a great guy.
He had one of the... I remember reading, he was a syndicated columnist as well as, you know, a regular columnist for, what was it? Just as humorist. But he did a column as well. And I remember it was one winter day and... Washington, D.C. closed down because they had 2.5 inches of snow.
Oh.
And he went out to see what was going on because apparently he lived in Washington at the time. And the guy that ran Amtrak, he said the guy that ran Amtrak was just skiing down the road. And he says, how are your trains running today? And the guy says, beats the hell out of me, and just kept going. just I've never forgotten that Art Buchwald line.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, we have some more things that may or may not be related to the theme for the day.
But they are this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 16th, Marie Antoinette was guillotined for treason.
She probably said something bad.
In 1793. You know, well, you know what? Maybe she just gave them bad cake. I don't know.
Maybe she wrote something bad on the cake.
On the 17th, mobster Al Capone was convicted of tax evasion in 1931.
There in 1931.
1931, there in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, on the 19th in 1781, the Revolutionary War ended. I had family in there.
The Revolution? Yes, we did. We had family in there.
But I also, on the Bingley side.
Because
we actually, when we came over, we were Bingley, B-I-N-G-L-I-E. And because of the Hessian soldiers coming in, a lot of families changed their names to a very more English sounding name.
Oh.
And we went from Bingley to Binkley.
I think you're still a little Bingley.
I am very Bingley.
Yeah.
On the 19th also, in 1983, the Senate passed a bill making Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday, and you just can't have enough national holidays.
Or streets named after Martin Luther King.
Or highways.
Oh, that's cool.
And on the 21st, Ohioan of 1879, Ohioan Thomas Edison invented the incandescent electric lamp.
Ooh, you know what I used that to do? I used that to write. If I didn't have a lamp, I probably couldn't write as well.
You know what? And if it weren't for Thomas Edison, we'd all be watching television by candlelight. That's true. That is true.
Oh, you're so Bingley. Anyway, any idea what the theme?
And we started a new term. You're so Bingley.
You're so Bingley. And do you have any idea what our theme for today is?
It's not electric lights. And it's not duct tape.
Webster, Noah Webster.
Words?
Words.
Words.
Yes, words.
And babbling.
And babbling.
Well, you know what? You don't have to hit me over the head with a 2x4 to figure something out if you write it on that 2x4 first.
Okay, but could I hit you with a 2x4 over the head? Because that just really conjures up
great
thoughts.
I'm sure in some days that you really would like to do
that.
Yeah,
there are some days. There are some days. No, I love you, Dave, really. in a very special way.
We're cousins, so we have to.
I know. So the curious saying or word for the day is all of them, but I did pick one out. Turn a phrase. And I always thought it was how to turn a phrase, but mm-hmm. It's not. The phrase is actually turn of phrase.
Turn of phrase.
O-F. Yes.
Oh, that sounds so English.
It doesn't as well.
It sounds so English.
Well, from phrases.org.uk, we find out that turn of phrase is a distinctive spoken or written expression. It's commonplace rather than an odd expression. In what sense can a phrase be turned? I don't know. But ladies are, at least used to be, sometimes described as having well-turned legs, thighs, ankles. But that derives from an allusion to the symmetry and precision of wood turning, which hardly seems appropriate for an abstract entity like a phrase or a woman's leg.
There are things you can say about that.
Don't. Just move on. Just move on, Dave. Move on.
What is a phrase anyway? It's a small group or a collection of words expressing a single notion, a common or idiomatic expression. There are also Many other linguistic terms that, while they have specialized uses, they can all claim to being phrases. Proverbs, adages, maxims, cliches, and so on. Tudor gentry understood the word phrase to be not words at all, but a manner or style of speech or writing.
Ew. That gives us a lead in explaining how a phrase can be said to be turned. Before the advent of printing, the beauty of written text was judged not only on their content, but also on the quality of the writer's calligraphy. The word style derives from the tool used to write, the stylus. In the medieval mind, writing style was as much about the craft of calligraphy as it was about the ideas conveyed in the text.
I had my handwriting analyzed once.
Did you?
It came back as chicken scratch. That's what they said. Benjamin Franklin, first with many things, appears to have been the first to use the precise expression, turn of a phrase, in his letters, 1779, a new version, in brackets, of the Bible, in which preserving the sense, the turn of phrase, and manner of expression should be modern.
Modern for 1779.
Well, that could be. Yeah. Were there modern times then?
I suppose back then they thought they were modern.
Oh, they were.
And someday, David, we will have great-grandchildren, and we'll say, back in our day, the modern thing was, and they will look at us with glazed expression.
I'm already saying that. I've already learned the expression, things I'd never say, like when a guy at Radio Shack was arguing with me as what kind of a connection I needed.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and I couldn't stop myself. I said, kid, I've been in radio longer than you've been alive. Sell me what I want.
Oh.
I couldn't stop it.
There's nothing scarier than when you open your mouth and your father's voice comes
out. I know it. I know it.
Oh, guess what I have?
I mean, there were three people with me, and they all went to the side of the room and started snickering because this kid was going to argue with me.
Yes, you're babbling.
I'm working right in with the topic.
Guess what I have?
You have a top 3,000 list.
No. Top 5 list from top5.com. And I have to pay homage. I met the father of top5.com this weekend while I was in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Chris White.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that pilots the mothership.
Did you tell him what you're doing with
this?
Oh,
yeah. In fact, I let him listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the restraining order is on its way.
Well, but, you're in Akron. How much further do you have to be on this restraining order?
I know. Cease and desist. Don't read my list anymore. Anyway, today we have the top 9 words that we should use. We should add to the English language. These are the top 9 words that we should add to the English language. The first one is anonymous. It's the act of forgetting someone's name immediately upon being introduced.
Okay, the next one is number 8, crowf. The cough during a play or concert, causing other people around you to cough. It's kind of like a contagious yawn, right?
Yes, except a contagious cough.
Yes.
Number 7. This is about words, not numbers, right? So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Spaffle is a completely cooked waffle iron runoff. You know those little goober things?
Oh, yeah. That's a spaffle.
Yeah, it's a spaffle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Smelth, the ability to secretly leave behind body odor in an elevator to be blamed on the next person who enters. Yeah, that does work.
Yeah, it does. That's disgusting. Doppler station, number 5, is a discussion held by two people who are continuing to move away from each other.
Has
the
nothing
power
to do with
of Doppler 2000. Yeah. Okay.
4, afterblow, the compulsive need to review the contents of one's handkerchief following a good nose blow.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I didn't write it.
Number 3, a spill a second.
Ooh, yeah.
Is the fraction of a second in which one may recover a toppled beverage before any liquid spills out.
What's longer than a spill a second? Because that's what takes me.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's early.
It takes me longer than a spill a second.
A spill a second. That's.
Number 2, doglet. Any breed of dog so small it can be terrorized by the average-sized house cat. And the number 1 word we should add to the English language.
Squeak, squeak. The curved line on a windshield caused by a little nick in an old wiper blade.
Ooh.
You know that noise?
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Yeah, I hate that noise.
And when you're trying to when you run your windshield wipers when it's dry.
Yeah.
Because when it's just misting and it's not raining hard enough. It's raining hard enough you need the wipers on that mist, but not raining hard enough that you really need them on that mist. And so we...
Yes, and there's that delay thing on my windshield wipers, but it's never to the right cadence.
Oh.
It's never quite. It's either too fast or too
slow. I like to turn
slow.
Mine up to the beat of the song on the radio.
Yes, that's always fun if you can do that.
That's why you need the one where you can adjust, even if it's a half beat.
Yeah, you know, that could be your next invention, Dave.
It
windshield
could be.
Wipers that go to the beat of the song.
I still like my Rubik's Cube anyone can solve.
It's all the same colors.
It's all one color, that's right.
Oh, my. We've got some dumb criminal news from dumbcriminals.com.
I love dumb criminal news.
Yeah. The headline of this is, "You like Totes Got Arrested Lulz," which I don't understand. Anyway, need a ride? Use your cell phone. Bored at school? Use your cell phone. Want to get arrested? Use your cell phone.
According to the Herald Times, an amateur criminal accidentally texted some secret information to the wrong number. See, he was dyslexic like me. And making the most unsuccessful drug deal ever. How the recipient of the message was a deputy prosecutor. you know, if you're a deputy prosecutor, you're going to say, oh, come on, this is a joke, right?
Yeah,
Harry, cut it out! Although the actual words seemed harmless, like Roxy20s15, and the Indiana policemen say it's code for oxycodone and other prescription drugs.
Oh, my. Well, he will be heading to prison. He will be heading to prison soon, which I've heard is infamous for its dead zones.
Ooh,
get it?
We
have some odd headlines. I watch Jay Leno only on Monday nights because
that's when he has the headlines.
I love it. So from NBC.com/ The Tonight Show, we've got some of his odd headlines. This one is for an ad for a new doctor in town, the internal medicine practice of Dr. Achu.
Urologist Dr. Benjamin Leak.
The sign on the door of a Taco Time restaurant: this location is closed. Please see our other location on Columbia Center Boulevard. Sorry for the incontinence.
That could explain why they're closed.
Yes.
And Cardiovascular Partners LLC, Dr. French and Dr. Fry.
And there were pictures of them, or I would have thought someone made that up.
Oh, my.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Yeah, his headlines is Monday. That is the reason to tune in on Monday for that.
And the look on his face when he reads those and then just kind of goes, oh, and doesn't say anything. I think that's
And those
wonderful.
Are people just send those into them usually.
Yes, they do. Yeah. I sent something into him.
Did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Fantastic.
It was a retraction of an obituary.
A retraction?
Yes.
His death was highly misquoted or
no,
something?
No, it said Ms. Mary Smith, who was reported passed away last week, did not in fact pass away of mental illness. She passed away of something else that started with an M. Which I thought was really unfortunate. Yes,
those corrections are hard to. I know. I almost missed my buddy's father's funeral because they put his wrong name on.
Oh,
they had his right last name, but not the right first name.
Okay,
so I almost missed the funeral because I didn't realize. I had to go in and read a little bit more of the obit to make sure it was his dad. Well, they don't come. They don't have many editors anymore.
We could have a whole show of just obituary humor because that makes me crazy when it says William, Bill, Billy, Will Smith. Like you wouldn't be able to figure out if his name was William that he might be the guy that you call Bill.
Or Billy or Willie or Will.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's story time.
Ooh, I love stories.
Yes. This is from a thing called the language log.
Let me grab my blankie.
Excuse me?
Let me grab my blankie.
Okay, you grab your blankie. And John here has his markers. He doesn't have his crayons, but he's our silent co-host. He doesn't even crack a smile. Oh, there was half of a smile. I know when we're really
smile
funny
because
I get sort of a smile. Anyway, this is a website, a blog actually, called The Language Log by Mark Lieberman. And be careful about this. The URL is http itre.cis.upenn.edu. If you really want to know what that is, give us a call and we'll tell you. Anyway, Sex-Linked Lexical Budgets is the name of this blog article.
Okay.
This morning, I spent a fruitless hour trying to track down the source of Luann Brizendine's assertion that a woman uses about 20,000 words a day, while a man uses about 7,000. I found many similar assertions, with estimates of the male lexical allowance varying from 2,000 to 25,000, while assertions about the female daily word budget range from 7,000 to 50,000. But nowhere could I find any evidence that anyone has ever supported these assertions by actually counting words or measuring talking times. My current best guess is that a marriage counselor invented this particular realm about 15 years ago as a sort of parable for couples with certain communication problems, and others have picked it up and spread it, modulating the numbers to suit their tastes.
Ah. So here's what we've found so far. We start with this joke at MissStupid.com. Miss Stupid?
I think it's Me Stupid.
Me Stupid. Okay.
MissStupid.com.
With an I. Me Stupid mm-hmm. with an I. A husband looking through a paper came upon a study that said women use more words than men. Excited to prove to his wife that he had been right all along when he accused her of taking too much.
Talking too much.
Of talking too much, right. Well, they take too much too. Anyway, talking too much. He showed her the study that results. It read, men use about 15,000 words per day, but women use 30,000.
The wife thought for a while, and then finally she said to her husband, it's because we have to repeat everything we say.
The husband said, what?
Time-release humor. Yes, folks, you'll get that in a moment. The 7,000, 2,000 numbers also featured in Kevin Burke's one-man show, Defending the Caveman. According to a review by Adrian Broaddus, did you know that men generally speak about 2,000 words a day and women 7,000? Men, Burke explains, bond and communicate by sharing long periods of silence and occasional name-calling, whereas women bond by gossiping, processing things, and sharing emotional insights. That explains why men never are able to tell women details about their night out with the guys. They don't talk.
We do arm wrestle, though. A book by Alan and Barbara, Peace, Why Men Don't Listen and Women Can't Read Maps, not only gives different totals.
I resemble that comment.
But also breaks the total down in an unusual way.
A woman can effortlessly speak an average of 6 to 8,000 words a day. She uses an additional 2 to 3,000 vocal sounds to communicate, as well as 8 to 10,000 facial expressions, head movements, and other body language signals.
My wife uses a lot more vocal noises than that.
Vocal noises?
Yeah, whenever I say something, she...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This gives a woman a daily average of more than 20,000 communications. That explains why the British Medical Association recently reported that women are 4 times more likely to suffer from jaw problems.
Yeah, once I didn't talk to my wife for 6 months, said the comedian. I didn't want to interrupt her.
Oh, goodness. Now, do my gestures and my hand expressions count? Because I'm Italian.
You couldn't talk if you didn't use those.
If you tied my hands behind my back, I would be speechless.
You could not talk, yes.
There we go. Guess what I have?
A top 23 list.
A top 5 list from top5.com. And there's a note here. We're borrowing today's topic from the Washington Post's famous Style Invitational Weekly Humor Challenge. And this is the way it works. Take a word and change one, only one, letter. Either add one, remove one, or exchange one for another letter to give the original word a new definition. That's really complicated.
That is complicated.
It'll make sense in a minute. Yeah. The top 15 reinvented words. The first one is philosopher. Otherwise intelligent person who doesn't believe in maps.
Ah. Humophobia. Irrational fear of stand-up comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've encountered a few of those.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Avalanche. A sandwich made so tall that it falls over.
I don't like that. That would be a Dagwood Bumstead sandwich. Yes.
Yes.
Banjo-lo, a special banjo with a beautifully rounded end that's twice the size of a regular banjo's end. Kind of like, J-Lo.
J-Lo, that took me a minute to understand that one. Yeah.
All guys understand J-Lo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Number
that's
two.
That's why it took you longer to understand.
That's why I'm moving on quickly. Number two, Sketchula. Is an invaluable utensil for the responsible urban dog owner.
And the number one reinvented word.
Carbage. Carbage. Trash that accumulates in the backseat of your vehicle. You know,
I have a ton of that.
I was gone for the weekend, long weekend, and my son Nick, thank you, Nick. Hello out there, Nick, who borrowed my car.
I thought he had his other car you borrowed. Oh, your other car you borrowed.
No, he borrowed my car, my good car, my Stratus, my little Dodge Stratus. And he came to pick me up at the airport, and the back seat, in just 3 days, the back seat was filled with wrappers and bags and all kinds of things from Chipotle where he works.
3 days?
3 days worth.
Amateur.
Oh, my. Yes. Anyway, it's time for Lie of the Day.
Ooh, yes.
Dave's
Ooh,
web
you
of,
like those lies.
I know, from HaLife.com. Dave's Web of Lies employs a trained team of specialized researchers to trawl the world's information net seeking out falsehoods.
Okay. Yes. This disclaimer, whilst we exhaustively examine each of our lies for specks of truth and reject any found to contain any glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
Yes, and the first one is, the letter W was originally intended as a joke. Dr. Samuel Johnson placed it liberally throughout his dictionary in order to provide some light relief and to amuse his friends.
It was English.
Yes, it was. Unfortunately, the joke backfired horribly, as everyone, including his friends, took it absolutely seriously. To this day, the letter still does not have a sensible name. It is said that Dr. Johnson died an angry man and finally passed away screaming the words, Weasels, Wensleydale, Wishy-Washy, Work, Wimbledon, Tupperware, 22 Twins. To anyone who could hear him, in his will, he requested that none of his descendants should ever be called William, Wallace, Wilbur, Wilma, or mysteriously, Edgar.
But see, if it weren't for the letter W, we could have no Elmer Fudd.
Right.
And no Wesley Wabbit.
Right. Or W, the President W. I heard that when Bush left office... Before he left, his staffers removed all the W's.
No, actually,
from
when he came into office, they
oh, they
Clinton
removed all the W's?
They removed all the W's from the computers.
From the computer keyboards.
The Clinton administration did that.
Oh, okay. Well, I was close.
The word chivalry actually comes from the word shivering and chivalry, which was invented by the infamously cowardly 3-foot-6-inch knight Sir Piddly Pipette of Bordeaux, France.
This is a lie.
This is a lie.
No two words actually rhyme. It's just that we've been conditioned to hear it that way.
Ooh, this is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The reason there are no words in the English language that rhyme with orange is that King Henry VIII banned all such words in 1537. There were, in fact, 73 words that rhymed with orange, including florange, meaning to smoke a pipe, storange, meaning very excited, and borange, a type of popular hat.
And speaking of orange, much like the English word orange, the Latvian words for love and heart have no natural rhymes. Therefore, Latvian poets mostly write odes about tractors and wildebeests, and that's why there are no famous Latvian poets.
Oh, this is a lie.
That sure is. Oh, my. You keep holding up numbers over it. Does that mean we have 27 minutes left or we're at minute 27?
That means the music is already in.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
you have some blessings?
Very quickly, yes. The Irish blessing for today from irishblessings.com. May you have warm words on a cold evening, a full moon on a dark night, and the road downhill all the way to your door.
Ah, yes.
Isn't that nice? Thank you for having words with me today, Jet. Dear, I almost called you Joe. Not Joe. Dave.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not Joe. I'm Dave.
And that's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm not Joe Dave.
And together we're...
Kat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Get my dinner from a garbage can.